This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Lost a little bit in the banking situation we're in the middle of right now is the fact that inflation is still A, high, and B, thus, a problem. And yet, Americans keep on spending. Cars, travel, eating out, you name it. And that is kind of a puzzle because by now we've been talking about both high inflation and the high rate of consumer spending for a long time. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab tried to reconcile those two economic facts.
I've spent the last couple weeks talking to a lot of consumers, aka people like you and me. And in no way is a collection of random conversations a science, but let me tell you, people are busy.
Last week, went down to Death Valley and then circled around to Tucson and went down to Mexico.
We're going in less than 2 weeks to France. And then we're going to get on a Viking cruise on the Rhone River.
We went to Italy for 2 weeks last summer. We went on a 9-night cruise, and then we did an 11-night cruise. There was alcohol involved in that decision, I will say that.
That's Mark Pemble, Andy Schott, and Jennifer D'Alessandro. All say they're spending more than they were before the pandemic, partly because of the bigger financial cushion. Pemble's wage as a grocery store clerk is up. It's now $18 an hour. And the value of his house near Boise, Idaho, has doubled. Schott, a retiree in Missoula, Montana, saw some investments grow during the market boom. Not all the money is going to travel. Schott is golfing more. And D'Alessandro, an academic in Buffalo, New York, she and her husband are redoing their floors.
You know, we're not wealthy by any means, but we're comfortable. We're saving money. What are we saving it for? We just are spending our money differently.
Not everyone has extra money lying around. And last month, consumer spending cooled a bit. But economist Aaron Klein at the Brookings Institution doesn't think the party's over. And he's still attributing it to our old friend, pent-up demand.
Given that you've paused a year or more of your life for many folks, when do you finally catch up to where you were before?
Klein thinks that time is coming because Americans' emergency savings are dwindling and credit card debt is piling up, and growing interest rates won't help. But maybe something else is happening here. Maybe the American consumer is changing. Because Harvard history professor Liz Cohen says big crises can shake things up. There was World War I, which was followed by a growth in mass consumption and chain stores. There was World War II and the picturesque American dream, a single-family suburban home filled with stuff. And after 9/11,
the message we got from President George Bush was, let's show the world that we have not been bowed by these terrorist attacks, and we can show that by buying.
We cannot let the terrorists achieve the objective of frightening our nation to the point where we don't conduct business, where people don't shop.
And I think that was the message that people got after COVID. People were encouraged to spend not just for themselves, but for the good of the nation.
You want to keep that restaurant in your neighborhood alive? Eat there more often and tip well. Remember, 70% of our GDP does come from us, our spending. It makes consumerism part of our national identity and how we feel about ourselves. Christina Durante is a social psychologist and marketing professor at Rutgers.
I think most of our spending patterns are emotional related.
And that can make us handle our money in different ways.
One of them is that when you're stressed, you save money. And the other one is that when you're stressed, you spend money.
COVID stress didn't just make us spend more. It made us spend differently.
You know, the pandemic really did focus us, tuned us into the here and the now. That's one thing that, you know, threats in the environment do is they sort of cut off our future vision.
The people you heard at the beginning of this story, they all say this, that they're not just making up for lost time, but that they're spending to feel alive.
So many people lost loved ones during that pandemic, and they were saving money, and they had plans, and they didn't get to do those things.
The fact that we're getting closer to death every day, whether we like it or not, what am I saving for?
I want to feel as little isolated as possible, and I'm willing to spend to feel that connection with the rest of the world.
Yeah, you only live once. But the pandemic has made a lot of people feel like they've been given a second chance. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.